Tony Day, Terry Manchester, Aleph Nissen, Topshin Pay Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Marmonstein.
Twice. Good morning, everyone. I'm Zoom.
Good morning, Zoomers.
Good morning, Zoomers. The lazy ones.
We have to cope with the noise.
Done.
So we have to cope with the noise.
I put as loud as it is, overriding.
Right. Today's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So I think one should speak a little bit first about the Mi'at Halavona. Because it says over Rosh Chodesh, the Baruch Shem says, bring a kapara for me, shmi'at yes hayareh, as I made the moon smaller. What does it mean? It's a Gemara in Chulin. I tell you, I wanted to connect that with what I thought of speaking about this morning. When you speak on a Sunday, it's a massive disadvantage in one respect. On Shabbos, you can't write. That's the main disadvantage about speaking on Shabbos. So all the ideas that you have on Shabbos, the things you see on Shabbos, you just have to keep in your head. That's the main disadvantage. The advantage is Sunday, it's the beginning of the week. So I had a hunch on Friday night. My hunch was there must be some connection between the Dalet Golias and the Arba Kaisis. And Dalet Golias have to have a shaychus with Dalet Parshas. And then, Shabbos morning, when I was davening Musaf, I saw it. It says in the Yotzus of Musaf that the Dalet Parshas are connected the Dalet Golias and also the four tzaddikim. It doesn't say who the four tzaddikim are. What's it mean? So there's this Gemara in Chulin. I want to start Chulin Daf Samach on the basis. So Shimon Pazi Romi. Ksiv Vayasa Lekim Shnei Amoris HaGdoilim. One pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Shnei Amoris HaGdoilim, the two major luminaries. Ksiv Samoa Gol Samoa Koton. It says the big one and the small one. Omro Yorech Nekadosh Baruch Hu Rebbein Shloim Efshu Shnei Melochim Shishtam Shukasa Echot. So the moon said to Hashem, is it possible for two kings to use the same crown? On my law, so he said to the moon, L'chi yomati es atzmcho, make yourself small. Omer from Rebbein Shalom, Hoi yomalak l'chor dola hogun, v'fanech dola hogun, amit es atzmi. Why should I lose out for doing something good, for giving, making a good point? On my law, so he said, L'chi yomashoy v'yem alayla, moon can be there in the day and the night. Amrei Mayrabuse, what's the use of having a moon in the daytime? Shragavatira Mahanale, there's no point. So he said to the moon, count, the Kali Yisrael will use you for counting. So he says, and the Gemara carries on, the goat of Rosh Chodesh, it says, Lashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this soil which we were meant to bring today, we didn't because so far the Beis Hamikdash hasn't been rebuilt, but the soil which we're meant to bring today, it should be a kapora, it should be an atonement for the fact that I minimalized the moon. I made the moon smaller. So we don't understand this Gemara. The Gemara is full of mystery. How could it be that the moon could have a conversation with Hashem, the moon's inanimate object, and how could it possibly be that Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to the argument of the moon or changed things because of the moon? What does it mean? So there's a phenomenal maral to explain the whole thing of what's what's this Kapara Lashem, what's it all about? And he says the following. He says the sun and the moon represent the brain, the moyach, and the lave. The levona is the lave. It's interesting, the words lave is part of levona. Yeah. It's the heart. The argument is whether or not the rational side of the human being or the emotional side of the human being should take precedence. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the lave, the sensitivity of a human being can actually have greater power. How? Ma'ati es atzmach. Make yourself small. Through humility, it's possible for you to have a greater influence, even though you're smaller. Even though the levona is much smaller than the chamor, it can have a tremendous koyach. And this whole soy zeyek apor shematis yoreach is the koyach of lev. How do we leave Mitzrayim? We left Mitzrayim through lev. We were in Golos Mitzrayim, and how do we get out? Through davening. I saw an Ali Shul, Chelek Aleph, this phenomenal parak about Tefillah. He says as follows: how can Tefillah make sense? Tefillah is the biggest choik, it's the biggest mystery. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and he's got a calculation exactly how the world should be run. And he tells the human being, you go and you're allowed to tell me to do it differently, and I want you to tell me to do it differently, and I'll even listen to you. Should be not a mitzvah tefillah, should be called an averical tefillah. Ha'itoch, and how could you have the azus, the chutzpah, the audacity, the cheek, the impertinence to go and tell the Creator how to run his world? To tell him to do it differently. He knows what he's doing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I want you to. I want you to tell me the changes you want me to make. And I'll even listen to you. How do we come out of Mitzrayim? Through Avanitza, through Tefillah, through this leaf. So let's look at what this hunch was all about. It's based on a medrash. There's a medrash in Bereishis. It says in the Pasuk, V'or etzoyis esoyu v'voyu. V'or etzoyis esoyu, it says, Zumachus bovel, shenem ha-reisies p'nei ha-oretz v'nei toyu, u'boyu zumachus modai, that's the emperor of that's the Persian Empire. Malchus Vayavhilu Hobbies Homon. That's Vayavhilu is Loshan Boholo, so Boyhu is Malchus Modai. Vechoyshech is Malchus Yovon. Choyshech is Malchus Yovon, Shech Shicha Inen, Shirisro, Bezerisen, Shoysimeres Lahem. Kisva Karen Ashur Shayn Lachem Chelik B'kei Yisrael. Al Pnei Tahoim Zumalchus Rasha. This is the evil Malchus, that's Malchus Edoim, She'ein lo cheike k'moi tohoim, Ma'atohoim hazein lo cheike, Afreshoim kein, V'ruach lechim racheves, Racheves ablai amoyim, Zeruch Hashem melech ha-Mashiach. As it says in the Pasuk, Munocha lo v'ruach Hashem. So, what's the pshat in this medrash? Very interesting medrash. Oy ha-arts, I says, Soyuz, Malchus Bovel, Boyu, Modai, Choyshech Yovon. What you see over here is, Shlomo Volbe explains, that the world is created with weakness. The world was created with inbuilt difficulty. The Olam HaGashmi, he says, Nivra Olam HaGashmi, the Gashmi is Tzmunim Chisroinois. So Chazal knew Barach Kodshom. He says, or else, but Kabbalah Mepian Vim, that in the 70 nations of the world, there are Be'ikah, four powers that oppose Malchus Shemayim. What are those four powers? The first is, and this is built into the Bria, in other words, the Arab Malchus are not things that happened later on by chance. It's not just some randomly that there were Arab Malchus. It means this was built in already from Bereshis. The first is the Yetzer Hara of power, the desire for control. Shlita Shlo Yashem Shemayim, that's a big chisorin. We see in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, it says, a parnes, hamizgoy al atzibah shloy l'shem shemayim, nidn begehenem l'doy yudoyus. The horrific punishment. A parnes means like a macha, an askin or something. A macha. He's, because he's mizgoy al atzibah shloy l'shem shemayim, chalila is nidn begehenem l'doy yudoyus. So this is one type of opposition to Malchus Shemayim, which is from the Yetzer Hara of control, which was seen in Nebuchadnezzar. That's Malchus Bavel. So the nation that had this Yetzer Hara more than other nations was Bavel. The second power which opposes Malchus Shemayim is the desire to absorb every sort of enjoyment. Rudifas HaTanugim, and that was all Hanos, every type of taiva, and that was Malchus Achashverosh. So we see he didn't just have a party, he didn't have a one night a nice party. He didn't even have a party every night for a few days. He just carried on and on, day after, we'd all get fed up of it, no? People tell me at the end of Sheva Brachos, they're really so happy. Oh, tonight it's no Sheva Brachos. Well, that's after 1 week. Malchus Achashverosh is a whole day and a whole night, day after day, week after week, month after month. It's unbelievable taiva for enjoyment, for eating and drinking, eating and drinking, eating and drinking. And all the other hanos as well. So that's the second thing, that's Malchus Mordai. The third koyach which opposes Malchus Shemayim is Yovon. He calls it Hachochmah Noishis She'ena B'nuya Al Izgalas Elokis Chochmah Sayivonim. What's the problem with Chochmah is really very good. It's extremely important to have a desire within the human being to search for truth. I want to know. I need to know things. I have to understand things. I have to understand the world. I have to understand life. It's very, very important. So what was negative about this? Why is this an opposition to Malchus Shemayim? The answer is because it's an attitude that anything which I can't work out, or which isn't rational in my mind, I'm unwilling to accept. So therefore, I'm unwilling to accept or connect to the concept of divine revelation. Now, there can't be anything from Hashem, because I don't understand it. It's not revealed through my intellect, through my efforts. That's Yevamim. That's the third Malchus. And the fourth is Malchus Edom, which is Koilel, all the three Chisroinus of the previous Malchus. That's what we've got today. Well, today all three, you say, what's going on with Golas Edom? We've got the whole lot. We've got the first one, the control freaks, the desire for power, power, power. That's number one. That's Bovel. We've got the second one, of course, Tivus, running after enjoyment. And the third one is an unwillingness to be Nichna, to be humble, to accept Chochmah from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So where do we see that? Those four things are Dal Parashas. And Keneged Avraham Yisrael Yaakov and David. Those are the four ways in Derech Hashem. You see, there are always three, there are always four sections. That's how davening is always split into four. Davening is four. So the first is Karbonos, then there's Pesukah Dezimra, then there's Kriya Shema Baruch Yisrael, and then the fourth is Shemini Esrei. Everything's in four. And in Shemini Esrei itself, you have Hagodol, Hagiboy, Vahanoira, and then Kel Elyon. So everything is four, everything is three and one, three and one, three and one. It's the whole pattern throughout. It's also really the Isis of Shema Vaya, the Yud, and the Hey, and then the Vav, and then the last Hey is Koil, the other three. and some higher bechinah which we don't understand. But it's always a 3 and 1, it's always a pattern of 4. So it's the same thing here with Dal Parashas, Dal Koisis, Dal Shon Shel Geula. And let's explain how it works. So you have your first of the Dal Parashas. What's the first of the Dal Parashas? It's Shkolim. Parashas Shkolim. Parashas Shkolim, so that's of course Keneged Avraham. Because Avraham is Nedivus, is generosity, is giving. That's the opposite of Bavel. Because Bavel is control. Control means I keep it all for myself. I'm not letting you have it. I want it. If you have something, I want to make you do it the way I want to do it, to be done. So that's the antithesis of Avraham Avinu. So the Parsha is showing the first of the Dal Parshas, Parsha Shkolim, is Keneged Bavel. It's Keneged Malchut Golus Bavel, it's Keneged Avraham Avinu. And of course, in terms of the Arbakosis, what's the first Arbakosis? Vahitzesi. There's first Vahitzesi, then there's Itzalti, then there's Ugalti, and Lakaki. Vahitzesi. So Vahitzesi, to get out of Mitzrayim, the first thing we need to get out of Mitzrayim is to get out of the control of Mitzrayim. There's this aspect of control. You're my Avodim. Not one ever escaped from Mitzrayim. So the first thing is Shkolim. Because Machsa Shekel is, no, I haven't any control, I haven't even got to say how much to give. I've got to give the same Machsa Shekel, whether it's too much for me, too little for me, I've got no control at all. I'm just giving. That's Avraham, it's just giving. The next of the Dal Parashas, after Parashas Shkolim, comes Parashas Zochar. Yeah? Amalek. What's Amalek? So it says Amalek, then the Nesiv explains, he was misnagged to the going out of Mitzrayim. Why? What's Amalek come to Chepa Klal Yisrael? Why is he bothering with Klal Yisrael? They know it's no territorial threat. Why is he starting up with them? What's Amalek got against us? And the answer is, Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Yotzim Yodroma, what do we go out with? We went out with clarity. What clarity? Clarity of Schav Oynish. Klal Yisrael brought to the world a concept of Schav Oynish, a concept that what happens to a human being in this world is not random. It's to do with whether he's good or bad. Bnei Yisrael brought this concept to the universe. The world is a world of control, of Hashgocha, Hashgocha Protis, the relationship is Mashgiach, on every single person to see that he gets according to his actions, Kafi Malolov. That was something I'm snagged to. They were Zurich, the Mila Klapi Malo. Why? Because the Hanos Oilam Azer, the Taivas Oilam Azer, you can't have access to it just because you want to have enjoyment, you want to have pleasure, you can't have it. You can only have what Hashem decides you can have. And he says this relationship is allowed and this relationship is not allowed. It's infringement on my taivas. So that's Keneged Achashverosh, Keneged Malchus Modai. It's the second Golus. So who's that? Keneged Yitzchok Avinu. Because Yitzchok Avinu, of course, is Pachad Yitzchok. He has self-control. He doesn't allow himself to go into every tie that he has. He has self-control. That's Keneged Yitzchok. The third of the Dal Malchias is Yovam. Sorry? The third Kois, Rahitzesi, Itzalti, the second Itzalti, is the Hatzolo, that you're saved from Taivas Olam Hazeh. I'm being saved from Taivas, I'm being saved from this aspect of Golos Mitzrayim, which was the Redifus HaTanugim, Redifus HaTaivas. We know Mitzrayim was, of course, also, besides everything else, was also Erev HaSa'oretz. Yosef HaTzadik says to his brothers, Ki Erev HaSa'oretz, Bosom Lirois, you come to see Erev HaSa'oretz. It's the most tumidic place in the world as far as immorality is concerned. There's nowhere as bad as Mitzrayim for that. So the Beitzalti is the Hatzolah from that. And then it comes for Goalti, which is again, it's Yaakov, and it's got to be fitting with Golos Yovan, and Pashas Poro. Why? because Parshas Poro, of course, is Zoyschuk Satoira, is his batlus, his willingness to accept something I don't understand, the opposite of Yovon. Exactly the opposite of Yovon. It fits very, very neatly. Yovon is Chochmah. If I hadn't understood it myself, I'm not willing to accept the concept that it's Mir Shemayim. It's Torah Misinai. No, if human beings haven't figured it out, then we're not going to accept it. Humans haven't figured it out. Humans haven't worked this one out. So the connected that is Parshas Poro. That's Voitzesi Vitzalti V'Goalti. That's a Geula. It's a Geula Sanefesh. The Schiras, so this third Kois, Vitzalti, it saves a person from spiritual devastation which comes from his desire to be Mashkia himself in no, that's Rogalti, not that's Vasati was the second one. The third is Golos Yovan. Yeah, Golos Yovan wants to mevatel from man anything that he can't understand. So that's Midas Yaakov, Midas Ish Emes. What's Pshatin Ish Emes? What's the source of not accepting Chochmah that you haven't figured out yourself? The source is obviously pride. Is it really Gaiva? What is wrong with Gaiva? Do you know what's really wrong with it? It's Sheker. It's a lie. Imagine you went to London, you went to Trafalgar Square, and you went to the used to be called the National Gallery, I've got to change it now, what's it called today? And the Art Gallery there. So you go to the Art Gallery, you see a magnificent painting there, and wow, this is beautiful. Take out a pen from your pocket, put your name down at the bottom. Did you paint this picture? No. Who painted it? Somebody else painted it. Whenever a person has gaiva, he's a shakran, he's a liar. Why is he a liar? Because who's given him brains? Hashem. Who gave him talents? Hashem. Who gave him a good voice? Hashem. Who gave him chokhmah? Hashem. Everything's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who gave him a man? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. So every time a person's misgoy, he's just a liar. He's a shakran. So keneged the chokhmah, keneged Yovon is Yaakov. Yaakov is Ish Emes. Yaakov is total truth. And because Yaakov is Ish Emes, says Yaakov in Lemes, he never died. He never died because death is from the Malchamovas, it's from Sotnes, it's from Sheker. Because after all, who is the Malchamovas? He's the Yetzirah. He is the Sotan. What does he offer? Sheker. So the epitome of truth is Yaakov Avinu. So that's Keneged Yovon, and that's the Goalti. Goalti also fits in very nicely with Yaakov, because Yaakov, as we say, was God Yisrael. And in my Yedidus we say Nachas Yaakov Yirosh, Nachas Yaakov Shabbos, Nachas Yaakov, Nachas Yaakov Yirosh, Beli Metzorim Nachlo. The Geula comes through Yaakov, so that's the Vega'alti. That's the third Kois. Yeah? Vega'alti fits nicely. And Golas Edom is Koil all three. That's the last one. So we say that's Neged the fourth Sabbath. By the way, I saw this in. I told you I had this hunch on Friday night. I thought I'd make this drosh, I'd make this shiur based on this idea, this hunch that there'll be a connection between the four and the four. I saw in Yotzus, in the last one, I didn't understand what it meant. I looked at one Meforshim, I don't necessarily agree with how he fits in, but I saw one Meforshim says that on the last of the parts of the Yotzus and Musaf, it says, Arba Charoshim. So what a Charoshim? So it says Choroshim in Tzadikim. So Arbach says connected for Tzadikim. That's why I fit this thing. Connected for Tzadikim. Who are the four Tzadikim? So in Derech Hashem, he has about the four Tzadikim. Is Avronis of Yaakov and David. David is Malchus based. David is Mashiach. That's the Kois Revi. But Lokachti Eschem Li Laom. That's the Kois Revi. That's Pashas HaChodesh. So why is that Pashas HaChodesh? Because Pashas HaChodesh is his Chadshus. The real hischadshus is the ichulahem ish selavay sovis halabayis and shchayish nissen. It's this hischadshus That comes from breaking away from all those three, the Pashas Shkolim, and the Zohar, and the Pora, all three in Yonim of Hisnagdus to Malchus Shemayim, they're all what we need. So the whole rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael, the whole rebuilding of Klal Yisrael is toila on that. I'll tell you an interesting story which just happened. My son, I hardly give a shit without mentioning him. My son Menachem, eldest son, he told me last week he was doing some kind of extension in his house. He lives in a moshav called Beskilkia. He's doing some sort of little extension to make an office there for where his wife works. That's where he lives on. His wife works, and she needs a bit of an office. She works in her bedroom, so he's next to the office. So he got a builder to come along. He looked like a regular Israeli builder, not from, no couple or anything else. And he says to Menachem, he says, I can't take any deposit for my work this year. I said, last year I didn't take, and this year also I didn't take, around Pesach time. He says, why not? He says, last year everyone could see there was a pandemic. We all knew Mashiach was coming. So I was scared to take a deposit for my work, in case Mashiach comes, I'm going to be so busy in the Beis HaMikdash, busy with Karbonos, I'll forget who I took the money from. I owe somebody money, so I couldn't take a deposit. It's like, he's not wearing a couple. This dumb Israeli regular builder. And he said the same thing. He says, this year, we had a whole year of the pandemic. It's mad. He says, the whole world is turned upside down. He says, must be Mashiach's coming. For sure I'm not taking any deposits. So he won't take any. It's unbelievable. I mean, you judge people by what they look like. You think he's this or he's there. He's from. I always tie to this about tshuva. I had this phenomenal maaser which happened many years ago when I was a rabbi in Ilford, and one morning, it was the day after Yom Kippur, Eid came in, and I'd never seen him the whole year. Always only comes 3 days a year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he said to me, he wants to put on tefillin. I asked him afterwards what's planned. He said, you know, yesterday I heard the sermon before Yiska, and I decided then and there it's about time to come back home. It's about time to come back home. And he said this morning he called up his boss to say he's quitting. Why? Because he works on Shabbos. He's not going to work on Shabbos anymore. He said he hasn't put on tefillin since his bar mitzvah. He became a complete Baal Tshuva from one Yom Kippur. And I asked myself, what did Yom Kippur ever do to me? What did it do? Was I a different person the day after Yom Kippur? Of course not. I was regular. I was maybe a little bit better. I had a very good. I actually had a fantastic Yom Kippur, a wonderful Yom Kippur. But are you a different person the next day? No. You see, this guy, he's a builder. He won't take his deposit. Why? He's scared. He thinks Mashiach's about to come. He believes it. He really believes Mashiach's about to come. He's scared. He might take the deposit for the job. And then because he's so busy with Karbonos and this, he's going to forget all about who he's taking his money from. And he's not going to be able to do it. We're living in a time when this Lakachi Eschemi La'om, you can see it so clearly. So we've got the Dalet Kaisis, which are Kneged. Apparently, seemingly, we can understand why it's Kneged Dalet Golius. And that's this whole taina of the Levona. Levona says he wants to have power. So the Shvokha says, yes, you can have power. You know what the power of the Levona is? The power of the Lev is? The power of the Lev is Pesach. Because on Pesach, we come back to Mitzrayim, where the only way out of it is through Vanitzach, is through passion. The only way is to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to recognize you've got a Mayach and you've got a Lev, you've got the sun, you've got the moon, you've got both powers. But the one which has to be small through Anova, which is those three things, the Parshas Shkolim is Anova, you give away from your money. The Parshas Zoche is Anova because there's this Hakor of Hashgocha Protis. Again, it's connected. I understand why it's connected. Yitzchok, Mizgabon, Taivas. which is Amalek is Molly Tivus, that was why Achashverosh is Molly Tivus, and Haman is Molly Tivus. And then there's a bitl vaita of Poro is battles Hamoyach to understand that I don't have to understand everything. I can say Zeischuk Satoira, the Einatoyan Skaimus, and we should name Zan. Name Zatzma Leot. Name Zatzma means in battle the Zich, in battle the self. And through that, there can be a real good. That's the Hoitseisi, Hoitsalti, Hoitalti, Lokachti. And through that, was Zeichu to Ullah, through the Svanitzak, through the Leiv, through the Levona, through the power of Rosh Chodesh, of the soil Hashem, which it says in Rosh Chodesh, is Shem'atiyas HaYerech, and Rosh Baruch is teaching us this phenomenal lesson, that it's through this His Batlus that we're Zeichu to Yeshua's, to Ullah, we should all have a good Chodesh. Amnis Nigalu, Amnis Nasid Nigoyah.